is a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Renee.
Hey.
What's happening, girl?
So, I went on a date with this guy, Scott. We met on Tinder, and I know, like, all the things people say about Tinder, but, you know, I'm kind of new to it. So I took a leap of faith. You know, this guy was really attractive, and he was like, you know, let's meet for drinks. And, you know, like, shockingly, we really hit it off. Like, we were vibing, you know, we had a lot of things in common. I kind of look at Tinder as kind of a hookup place. You know, he was kind of putting out that vibe that, like, he's not just there to hook up, which I was like, okay, maybe this could be something, you know? One thing led to another, and we went back to my place and had sex, which I wasn't...
So you hooked up.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't, like, planning it, but I don't know, like, I just... It's been a while, and I was like, all right, he's cool, like, I'm feeling this, you know, why the hell not? So, you know, it turned out pretty amazing. Like, he's pretty damn good in bed. And then, like, the next morning, you know, we talked about, like, you know, getting dinner that night or whatnot, and then all of a sudden, you know, it is like radio silence.
Okay, well, let's look at the positives. Positive is he stayed till the next morning, and you guys discussed a future.
Yeah.
Another positive is he hasn't completely ghosted you, or has he, as far as, like, replying? He's obviously cut down, but, like, has he, like, completely cut you off, or is he still hitting you up with, like, one words and one letters and all that crap?
Like, if I send him a text, he'll send me, like, a one word or a one letter answer.
Okay, so some people might look at that as a negative. I look at it as a positive. He's still
all
alive.
Right, so
you're
this.
Still somehow in his mind. He doesn't completely hate you. The chance of you getting a second date is better than 96.9% of the people that call us.
All right.
Way to look on the bright side.
Yes, the bright side. He means he's still alive.
Good on.
So hang on. We'll call him next, okay?
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. Is this Scott?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so Scott, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station in Boston. We're the Get Up Crew.
The radio?
Yeah, the radio.
Did I win something?
I knew that you were going to say. No, you haven't won anything, but you could. Okay, so we're calling you because somebody reached out to us to reach out to you on behalf of them. And we're offering you the chance to go out on a date with them. You... pick the place, you pick when, and we will take care of everything. We'll set it up, we'll pay for the whole thing. All you got to do is say yes, you and this person go on a nice date, and boom, that's what we're offering you right now.
Who's this? What's she look like? She hot?
Well, you could tell us that because you went out with her already. Her name is Renee.
I went out with her already?
Yeah, Renee.
With Renee?
Yes.
What the hell is Renee?
Do you know Renee?
Oh, man, Renee. Is she the girl?
Yeah, Tinder. Yes, Renee on Tinder. She said you went out, you hooked up at her place and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She wants to go out. I can't really... See, that's the thing. I can't really go out with her. I mean, I can, but, I mean, it's kind of complicated because, like, I'm like, with her friend now.
What friend are you with?
Okay, hold on.
Wait.
Scott, Renee was on the phone and she's listening to what you're saying.
Now he's really going to be confused.
Yeah, hold on a second. So you're hanging out with her friend?
Yeah, well, I mean, her friend Kelly, she hit me up on Tinder. She's like, oh, Renee says, you know, you're this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, like, great in bed and all that. You know, Renee and I, you know, went at it. And I was like, you know, it's Tinder. I was like, sure. You know, I mean, you know, Renee's hot. Kelly's hot. You know, too. They're both hot. But, you know, like...
Time out for a second. My friend hit you up, and you didn't think that was, like, mildly inappropriate? Like, after we went out for drinks, we hooked up, and we talked about going on another date, you thought, oh, cool, like, let me sleep with her friend, too?
I don't know. It's Tinder, and you're shopping me around like I'm some kind of prize. I'm the victim here, Renee.
You're the victim? Oh my God! Get off your high horse.
I'm the victim. You're shopping me around like, oh, look what I did. Look who I hooked up with, and then like I got these girls coming out after me. And what am I supposed to do? Tell them no?
Yeah, Renee, isn't the rule amongst girls is like you never want to brag about how good your man is in bed to your female friends because they're gonna want to bang him too?
There's also like girl code that like you don't your friend's boyfriend or potential hookup. It's girl talk. Like we were talking about like our weekends, and I just said it kind of in passing. I was like, yeah, you know, he was really cute. We had a good time. Like I sent him a picture. You know, it wasn't, hey, look at this guy. Now you have your chance at him. Like, what the f*** is wrong with you and with Kelly? Because I'm going to smack that bitch when I see her at work.
Okay.
Yeah, Renee, calm down. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to f*** you again. I'm just hanging with Kelly right now. But I'll do you again. I mean, we can even all do it together. You know what I mean? I mean, I think the lesson here to be learned is that you shouldn't just shop your man around. I think you learned something from this experience.
Because you are talking out of your ass.
So, Scott, are you saying yes to another date with Renee?
Yeah, I'll date. Well, not one-on-one. I mean, when I'm done banging Kelly, I mean, Kelly's a s***er. So I don't want to lose that, you know?
Oh, my God.
I do not want another date with him.
Not that, so no, the threesome's out, too.
I'm happy.
Is the threesome out, Renee?
The threesome is absolutely out.